In the headlines, two of four candidates successfully nominated so far and ready to rumble for the St. James North by-election. Chad Blackman constitutionally resigns from his position as a senator and ultimately government minister as he seeks an opportunity in the lower house. The Ministry of Education reporting a successful common entrance examination taken by just under 3,000 students, which should wrap up by 1 p.m. The region launches a new health campaign to combat the silent pandemic of drug resistance. And the UK and India have agreed on a massive trade deal, making it easier for the UK to export interest in the cars in the products to India. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon, was out of the blocks first this morning when nomination day for the May 21st by-election commenced at the Gordon Greenwich Primary School. Appearing with her party leader, Ralph Thorne, and other supporters, Dujon turned up in her blue and gold colours to a rousing reception. Mrs. Dujon suggested to Starcom Network that it is in the best interest of the electorate to vote for her.
I think the people of St. James North have been given the opportunity to right the wrongs that this government has done to them. I think on a local level, I believe that the people need the kind of intervention. They need different type of representation. They've had this representation for the last 7 years. And I believe it is time for them to recognize that there are other ways of management of this constituency. A different type of leadership is needed. It's too self-interest. It's always about me. You have a government where only one individual is being served and not the populace. And I believe the people of St. James North will make the difference. I believe they will use their good sense of consciousness and recognize this is about the country.
That's DLP candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon, right after Chad Blackman entered the Gordon Greenwich Primary School with huge fanfare and flanked by Prime Minister Mia Motley, Deputy Prime Minister and his campaign manager Santia Bradshaw and other top brass of the Barbados Labour Party. Blackman, who earlier constitutionally resigned from his position as Senator and Minister of Government as he seeks position in the lower house, told Starcom Network he is confident ahead of the St. James North by-election, but not arrogant. He says technology and agriculture are two things he's very strong upon.
This constituency is also very rich when it comes to agriculture. And one of the things that you're going to see us roll out shortly is a cooperative so that the persons in St. James North can have at their disposal the ability to create agricultural projects that we can not just produce vegetables, pork, chicken, but taking those things to market and to scale. And it allows for them now to use the natural resources that they have, supported of course by government, partnering with private sector to create a level of development that allows for them to prepare things for their families, create opportunities for the wider community, and helping people to now tap into the aspirations that they want.
That's BLP candidate Chad Blackman. Two other candidates, Bajan Free Party's Alex Mitchell and independent Stephanie Williams, are expected to be nominated later this afternoon as well. Meantime, there was some confusion and panic among some members of the public when it was announced that Chad Blackman had resigned from the Senate and ultimately a minister. However, Senator and constitutional law lecturer Gregory Nichols explained why Chad Blackman had to vacate his post as Minister of Education.
The Constitution provides that when a member of the Senate is nominated with their consent to be candidate for the House of Assembly, the seat will be declared vacant. So in order to avoid the declaration of the seat being vacant, Mr. Blackman resigned and resigning his position in the Senate and obviously would trigger his resignation from the cabinet, because you can only be a member of the cabinet if you are a member of either of the two houses.
That's Senator Gregory Nichols. The Ministry of Education is reporting a smooth start to the 2025 Barbados Secondary Schools entrance examination. A total of 2,981 students wrote the exam today. During a visit to the Frederick Smith Secondary School, Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands, said students appeared calm and centres were well prepared.
The team of the ministry have been deployed to schools across the island where the exams are taking place. Teachers are in place, students are in place, everything is in order. So the children have had a very orderly and peaceful day, and we're grateful for that. What I want to particularly praise is how the principals and the teachers at the secondary schools go out of their way to make the children comfortable and help them to de-stress. The kind of preparation and care that I've seen in the exams that did not exist when I did it. So I could appreciate the benefit that it has been to the children.
That's Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, also confirmed that the day's procedures went off without incident.
We started from very early this morning. We had education officers and other members of the ministry team engaged in their assigned tasks. These tasks included the collection of the scripts and the distribution to the 21 centers that are being utilized for the administration of the examination. This morning, the minister, the PS, Deputy Chief Education Officer, and I visited two schools. These schools were Queen's College and Frederick Smith, and all seemed to be well. So far, it has been incident-free. In the afternoon, we'll be visiting another school so that we can greet some students after the exam and have some conversations with the principal and staff members about how the overall administration went.
That's Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw in the lunchtime edition. The region has launched two major health initiatives to tackle antimicrobial resistance, which Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George calls the silent pandemic. Speaking at the launch hosted in Barbados, Dr. George says AMR is already a deadly disease, more deadly perhaps than HIV and malaria.
Antimicrobial resistance is a major public health and economic issue that requires a coordinated multi-sectoral response. It threatens the effective treatment of an ever-increasing range of infections caused by bacteria, parasites, viruses, fungi, resulting in prolonged illness, hospitalizations, and increased mortality, often disproportionately impacting the most vulnerable populations. Declared as a global health crisis, antimicrobial resistance endangers sustainable development and has led to high-level political mobilization in recent years.
He outlined the objectives of these two health initiatives in addressing AMR.
The launch of these two projects signals a powerful regional commitment to coordinated AMR surveillance, laboratory strengthening, policy engagement, and integrated One Health action. The objectives are to provide information sharing to project partners and stakeholders, importantly to engage multi-sectoral AMR national committees and relevant stakeholders from countries across the region, to advocate for sustainable investment in AMR from government and developmental partners, and to build public awareness for AMR's impact and regional strategies to mitigate it.
That's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. And the UK and India have agreed a trade deal that will make it easier for UK firms to export whiskey, cars, and other products to India and cut taxes on India's clothing and footwear exports. The UK government said the landmark agreement, which took 3 years to reach, did not include any change in immigration policy, including towards Indian students studying in the UK. Our top stories. Two of the four candidates successfully nominated so far and are ready to rumble for the St. James North by-election. Chad Blackman constitutionally resigns from his position as a senator and ultimately government minister as he seeks an opportunity in the lower house. The Ministry of Education reporting a successful common entrance examination taken by just under 3,000 students, which should wrap up just by 1 p.m. The region launches a new health campaign to combat the silent pandemic of drug resistance, and the UK and India signing on a big trade deal. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.